You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Yo, what's up? How you doing?
We're doing great today. I was just looking at a picture here of Allen Iverson getting ready to play ball in the Big 3 Basketball League.
Oh, yeah. He's in our Big 3 League. His team is 1-2, so they need a win.
Yeah, well, you know, AI is from here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so you came through town, what, like last Thanksgiving or something for to promote Ride Along, I think?
Yeah, we went through there. It was a minute ago, maybe a year and a half ago or two.
Yeah, is that what it was?
And we did some great things with the military out there.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, you know, we had fun.
Oh,
sure.
By the way, I have to pass this along. JB Smoove was just here. He left like 20 minutes ago. He said to say hi.
Yeah, he owed me $20 too.
He didn't leave.
I was gonna wait.
I don't want to hear no hi. I don't want to hear no hi. I want my money. I've been chasing that dude down for 2 years.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. I'm gonna reach out to him later. And tell him that. Hey, you just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. How does that feel?
Oh, man, that feels great. It's something you don't never think about. You know, you get a letter one day and they say, hey, man, we want to give you this. And it was kind of cool to have my family out there. And also bring back some of the dudes who was there in the beginning that's not, you know, visible as much
right.
No more. So it was just cool. It was a cool day. Fun. I was happy. You know, it was just one of those great days, man.
So where did they put your star? What's it in front of?
They put it in front of the music museum out there, so that's cool.
Oh, dude, that's spot on.
I thought they was going to put it in front of a liquor store.
Yeah, man.
I was like, all right, you know, it's cool. I just told them, wait a month before y'all throw up on my star. A bum falls asleep on my star out here. You know, just give it a month. Give me 1 month.
Yeah. Yeah, they line up at the liquor store, man. They're waiting for 10 o'clock or whatever it is. They get that, get it going early in the morning. Plus, now you're going to re-release, this is the 25th anniversary of your album, Death Certificate. It was like your second album or something. And is there like a 25th anniversary edition coming out?
Yeah, we dropped the 25th anniversary of Death Certificate.
Yeah.
About now then, but, you know, now it's about 25 years to Predator, you know, it's like,
yeah.
I dropped a lot of records back to back, so
man.
We're about to go into the 25th anniversary of the Predator record, so wow. We may do something special for that, too.
Of all the things that you've done, what is the thing that is most unlike you? I mean, you're directing movies, you're writing, you're still dropping music. There's all kinds of stuff. But is there anything where you just, like, really went out on a limb and took a chance?
I think, you know, the movies like Are We There Yet? And Are We Done Yet?
Yeah?
I think I, you know, went out on a limb a little bit. You know, I don't like to do stuff that's too way out.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like to stay in my wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a trained actor, so I like to do stuff that I'm really comfortable with that I know I can make better.
Tell us something that that you have turned down where you just said, no, man, I can't do that. That's not me.
Well, I can't say I turned it down because that'd be a little bit much. But
yeah.
I've been offered, you know, crazy roles like that. I've said no. You know, they offered me to play like Bubble Gump.
No way.
Yeah, like, nah, man.
I was out with my friend Ice Cube. Ice Cube and I got a shrimp boat together.
Yeah, nah, that wasn't going to work.
That probably not going to work out for you, man. No, we're talking to Ice Cube.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, this is the Fast Five. Five questions. You ready? Here we go.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, name something on your bucket list, something you still have yet to do that you're excited about.
Oh, man, I still want to, you know, jump out of a plane.
Wow. Cool. And you could do that. Absolutely could do that.
I could, but, you know.
It's not easier to
me
not.
Too, dude. Rod's done it before.
Yes, I've done it. It's one of the coolest things. Now, obviously, yeah. I'm not a Mr. Cube here who has done a million cool things, but it's
right,
one of the coolest things I've ever done.
That's cool. Hmm. When you're playing live, now I know you were at the JB told us that you were at the ESPYs party the other night, and he said you came out and actually did a couple of songs. Who's the most famous? Who's the person, like a famous person, that really impressed you to meet them?
That impressed me?
Yeah, where you're just like, oh, my God, I can't believe I am meeting so-and-so.
Oh, man, I'm like that with, you know, damn near everybody.
Yeah, really?
Nice.
You never.
Bill Murray was cool.
Yeah.
Bill Murray, one time, it was backstage at a award show, and he looked at me and said, Q. I said, what's up? Bill. He said, man, I like Friday. So,
I like Friday.
That's awesome.
Like one of your comedies. You know what I mean? That was like one of those moments, man.
See, that's rocking, dude. That's rocking to have a comedian tell you that your comedy was great. Yeah, I like that.
Exactly. Like a legend like that.
Yeah.
So cool.
Hey, what's the worst place that you've ever had to work?
Oh, man, I used to park cars, the valet.
Yeah.
Wearing that polyester slacks. white shirt with that fake tie clip on.
It's a good look.
And I used to park cars in the underground garage, which is the worst. I mean, parking cars is bad, but when you're in an underground garage, it seemed like you're in jail. It felt like I was going to jail every day because I was just surrounded by concrete.
Never see the sun. Yep.
Never see the sun, just surrounded by concrete, and it was the worst.
You travel a lot, I'm assuming. What's the strangest thing you've ever found in a hotel room?
Oh, man. You know, you find, dirty condoms.
Even in the nicest places.
Yeah, man. You know, you open a drawer, and I guess they forgot to go up in there. You're like,
oh, no.
You're like, damn, what animal was in here last? Yeah.
Yeah, man, come on, man. You know.
All right. And my last question, I think you may have already answered, but the last question on my little list here is, who owes you money right now?
J.B. Smoove.
Yeah. That's it. J.B. Smoove.
I'm going to send my goons out to catch you.
Uh-oh. He's at the Funny Bone in Virginia Beach. I know exactly where he is. Yeah.
Okay, give me that address, man.
Yeah.
We'll send Big Perm
right
over.
Yeah, man. There you go. Hey, he's Ice Cube. Ice Cube, it's great talking to you, man. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the re-release of the album, the Hollywood Walk of Fame star, and that Big Three Basketball League is killing it. And I know you got a little taste because they had to buy McGregor and Mayweather had to buy that night off of you at the T-Mobile Arena there in Las Vegas. So congratulations.